Good evening and welcome to the May 18th Ventnor Plan and Zone Commission meeting. Can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett?
Here.
Gallagher? Kapler?
Here.
Bost?
Here.
Rafferty?
Here.
Stoltenberg?
Here.
Wendman?
Thank you. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of April 20th. You've all received a copy of the minutes. Do I have any corrections or additions?
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded. Do I have a vote here? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. The third item is review of commission procedures. The commission is a voluntary advisory board to the city council. We meet once a month. The way we will do this is we will call the items up. If you have something that you would like to say, please state your name and address and go to the podium in the back of the room and you can address us. With that, the first item up is case number 11023. It's a final plat for the Villas at Glen Gevlin, submitted by Town and Country Manor Development Corp. Do we have a staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, we do have a staff report, and what we're looking at is this area up here. I think we've already discussed this in the past as a preliminary plat area. The area outlined in black and green is the area that effectively is going to contain 22 lots intended for single-family attached housing or duplexes. This was the preliminary plat that was already approved by City Council and recommended for approval by this body. Access is gained by coming in and then basically going through the circular drive area. Got a detention area right through here where all the water will be conveyed from the site through various outlets in here, and that'll be stored in that area, and then that water will be further conveyed to the south. This is essentially what we're looking at here. The lots, 22 of them being platted, intended for the duplex type use, and then there are the setbacks. If you wonder why they were staggered or different, in order to meet the minimum lot width, these groups of four lots had to have those setbacks established at a greater depth in order to meet that width at 45 feet, because these lots taper off severely as they get closer to the street over here. Staff, in looking at this proposal, supports the petitioner's request. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission? How about from the audience? Do we have any commission, any questions? Any discussion? How about a motion?
Chairman, I move that we approve case 11023, Villas at Glen Gevlin, subject to staff recommendations.
So I have a second.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion, vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is case 11024. Huntington Meadows, third edition, final plat. Do we have a staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, this location can be reached by coming over from Middle Road and then coming down Forest Grove Drive, or by coming up Criswell and then heading west on Forest Grove. It's the last of the Huntington Meadows additions that are included in this area right here, south of Forest Grove. Preliminary plat shows the entire area, and then that's essentially this area right here that is being platted along with a portion of the right-of-way up here. This is the final plat showing outline of 23 different lots. Along here there's an agreement that there be a berm placed up there, which has already taken place. You have outlots here intended for stormwater detention, and effectively, the petitioner met the zoning standards. There is also a minimum lot size. The petitioner has met that. That was part of the zoning issues that were worked out when this was zoned R2, single-family residence district. Staff, in reviewing this, recommends approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Do members of the commission have any questions?
I just have a minor question, Greg. The street to the west, Spring Creek Drive, that street's there, correct?
I believe it is, yeah.
So there was a comment in the thoroughfare paragraph about hammerhead turnarounds. I didn't understand where those would be.
If there were any that would be on site and they'd be temporary, they'd be brought in here. Once this plat, once everything, I guess, is, it's already in place, pretty much that's a non sequitur. It's not necessary.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
I would just like to say, since our chairman has...
Go right ahead.
I will turn the gavel over to Mr. Gallagher.
Go right ahead. All right. Any further questions from anybody? Anybody in the audience want to address this in connection with this matter? Seeing none.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve case number 11-024, the final plat for Huntington Meadows, third edition, subject to the staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the final plat is approved. You guys have been moving along pretty good in 3 minutes. Would you like to take over from that on? Okay. Item number six, then we're up to? Case 11026 is JJZ Edition, submitted by JJZ LLC. Staff report, please.
Mr. Chairman, this is a connection of these two parcels here, effectively, in the form of a final plat. You already have seen the preliminary plat. This is the preliminary plat that was proposed before. Essentially, this area up here already site planned, and then there were remaining 12 lots on this location, each of them being designated pretty much for an industrial type park area. This is the final plat right here, showing Centennial Drive coming in here, and then lot 8 pretty much already occupied with the storage units, and then each of these other lots intended for a variety of commercial and industrial uses. Also, I put in these enlarged versions so that someone might be able to better see the site. It's a large site, and it's not that easy to see everything that is located on it. Site plan has already gone through, showing these areas right here, each building for storage unit area, and that site plan has already been approved by City Council, as well as the preliminary plat. Staff, in looking at this and reviewing it, would ask that the petitioner's request be approved with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Where's the stormwater detention on the smaller lot?
Stormwater is going to be over in this area right here, and then this area right here.
Any other questions from the commission? Hearing none, anybody in the audience wish to speak in connection with this matter? Hearing none, what's the pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 11-026, subject to staff recommendations.
And I'll second it.
Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Final plat is approved then. Number 8, we're skipping until the next meeting, it looks like. So number 9 is case 11027. 3129 State Street, submitted by Vizant Second LLC. Vizant? Anyway, I get that wrong every time. Staff report, please.
Mr. Chairman, this is something that's already been visited once by the Planning and Zoning Commission. This time around, the petitioner wanted to include more area, so that effectively we're including the entire area that they have ownership control of. Before, it was a smaller area that deleted out these structures right here, and the parking lot has since increased in size. So what the petitioner is looking for is a site plan recommendation for approval, as well as a replatting approval. And these are the two lots effectively right here under the new Maros third edition that are up for consideration. This is what it looks like right now. Effectively, I mean, that is, this is what is proposed, is the platting of these two lots. Let's see if I've got Maros. This is the plat that we saw last time, Maros second edition, showing the two lots here in a different configuration. There is an exclusion of an area over here, and this has already been platted, so this is what will be replaced. And then effectively, if we go to the site plan area, this is essentially how this current parking lot is accessed, coming in off of State Street and then going into the parking lot area. These buildings here to be removed, or I should say that building up here to be removed, and then these two houses over here eventually will be removed. What we foresee is that all housing along here, as well as this billboard, all of it would be removed at some point in the future. And you can look at here, we have the billboard, and then all these houses up here. Once those tenants leave, the petitioner foresees that whole area being cleared, as well as this building right here being taken out for the parking lot area. And as we've already seen, Maros third now encompasses essentially this area additionally. This is the original plat of Maros first, which only included this area here, and then this additional area over to this portion of the plat has now been included in there as well. This is the second edition. The site plan here, this is essentially the demolition stage showing what buildings would be removed, and then there's structures here, this house coming down immediately along with the billboard, and then essentially these structures here later on for the houses that are there will be taken out. The site plan shows access coming in off of 31st Street, and then this additional area up here has been added as additional parking lot area, different from what was already on the original site plan. This shows again what we have for landscaping laid out, basically spread out throughout the area, meeting all of our requirements for the landscaping of the location. And essentially what we have is a larger parking lot and a larger platted area that the petitioner is requesting for recommendation for approval tonight. Staff supports the petitioner's request for both items. I would ask, are there any questions?
Just for the record, to make it correct anyway, you are referring to item number 7 on the agenda, which is case 11028, Maros third edition, submitted by Crapnell Land Surveying Company. That was
correct.
Okay.
And there's also an accompanying site plan, too.
And that's number 9 on the agenda. Okay. So we're taking number 7 and number 9 at the same time. Any questions from the commission?
I just add a comment.
Sure.
I'm not a big fan of parking lots, but I drive by this location every day on my way to work, and the parking lot's going to be a big improvement over what's there right now. So I think it's, you know, I'm all for the parking lot.
Any other comments? Anyone in the audience wish to talk about this matter? Don't see anybody. I think we probably ought to take separately the final plat and the site development plan then. So I take a motion on item number 7 first.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move the case 11-028 be approved and subject to the staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
And any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Then the motion carries as far as the final plat is concerned. The other item is number 9 then, the site development plan.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we approve case number 11-027, the site development plan for the Vizient site, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That motion also carries. Now we're back on number 10, I think, on the agenda, which is case 11029, which is the 2011 urban renewal area. amendments.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. You're going to take care of this one, huh?
How's everybody today?
Good.
Thank you so much. Yes, JJZ LLC is before the P&Z. I think that was alliteration. I'm not sure. Don't remember my English that well. But they are asking for a TIF on this particular parcel. In order to do that, it must first be included within an urban renewal area, and thus the urban renewal plan must be amended. That request is coming before you this evening for you to make a recommendation. It's obviously the same plat that you were referring to, or that was referred to you a little bit earlier, except for this portion right here, because the city has indicated to the developer that we're not really in the market for wanting to TIF storage locations. It's just not something we're interested in participating in. But we do like the balance of what's being proposed. It's, in fact, identical in concept to what was brought before this body in 2006, in that this was a private sector industrial park. We hadn't had one for quite a while. The city had always been involved with them, with the Bettendorf Development Corporation and the city and the others needing to buy the parcel. We were, in fact, excited about having it, and, in fact, it's done its job and done it in a very reasonable period of time. In fact, there is one change in that when Beartooth came to us, there was a 10-year payback being proposed, and we've negotiated, if you will, with the developer back to a 7-year term. So instead of 10 years worth of TIF at 100% with whatever is created, we're capping it at 7 years, at least as it's been proposed. So, and the reason for doing that, several reasons, obviously, if we can do that, great. There are others who have come before us over the last several years, and this falls more in line with that length of term, the shorter term than the 10 years. So we feel very good about that. As far as Beartooth, the one that started in 2006, a couple of numbers. 14 lots, all lots are sold, so that's good news. What started as a $200,000 value is now a $3 million plus value. Obviously, we're still paying off that, but in the end, it will be beneficial to all of us. And just one more point of clarification, each lot will be its own clock. So if a business builds on whatever lot it is, that starts that 7-year clock. They could take two lots, and again, if nothing gets built for a couple of years, obviously it starts that. staff is recommending approval, and I'd be glad to answer any and all questions.
Any questions for Steve?
Yeah, Steve, is there a end date? Is there a when the clock is over, even if none of the lots are sold, or if there's any remaining lots? Is there
typically TIFs have a term of 20-year maximum, so at least at this point, that's the amount of time that we've allotted them. But again, they only get the 7 years. It's a very good point, however, to make sure that it doesn't go on forever. We want to encourage them to do it faster.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Steve, do you foresee this approach being utilized down this corridor and other places? And how does, now we started with one area, now we have a second. How does that impact the future?
It's really the same thing that we've done right across the street out the window, except that we, the city, bought the ground, dedicated that ground to the developer, and then gave them a 10-year TIF. And so this doesn't involve city dollars in the acquisition, and so obviously that's a plus for us. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to hope it's a trend. Private sectors, individuals purchasing ground, no risk to us. They extend the sewer and water and whatever else is necessary, streets, again at their expense to our standards. So if we can encourage this sort of continuation, we'd love to do so.
Yes, Greg.
Mr. Chairman, I heard the question slightly differently, and I don't know if I heard it correctly or not, but I heard it to be, we've got one district, we're putting a district next to it. Should the city be considering a larger district in that portion of town to encompass properties beyond that which is at issue this evening?
Glad to answer that question too, and thank you for bringing that up. Don't know if I can remember what year it was, but it may have in fact been this particular development, area number four. Well, I'll go back even further. There was quite a long period of time ago when we were looking at urban renewal areas and TIFs and this entire area between Valley and State as a community, and we said, let's encompass that entire area as an urban renewal area because it could use some help, and that's what we do. The neighbors objected to that being done at a wholesale level, and so understanding that as a gesture to them, we said that we would bring each individual project one at a time before them and before the entire public so that they could take a look at what we were doing. And so ever since that time, we've shied away from doing anything larger than the particular request of the individual. If
that
in fact
sense.
The mood has changed of the neighborhood, we don't really seem to get much attention because of what we're doing, but perhaps we're doing what they want us to do. And so, you know, landscaping and all those sort of things have been incorporated into our projects. But again, at this time, we only bring them singly.
That makes sense. Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
Any other questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address us in connection with this matter? So you need a motion for, ideally a motion to approve the
urban
renewal district area for 2011.
It's actually the plan.
Plan,
yes, sir.
The plan for that. Yeah. Do I have a motion to approve that?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 11029.
Okay. Second.
All right. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Then the plan is approved and sent on to City Council.
Thank you so much.
I just have a question.
Go ahead.
This is the first time that I've seen that we've had this issue come up, urban renewal, for
a while.
For a TIF. Is this something that we're going to be seeing more of? Or because I don't remember seeing the one for Beartooth, for the one for Beartooth Court, or did I miss something?
It had to be put in place before we could do the TIF. The Beartooth Court one is several years old.
Okay.
When the city established its first urban renewal districts, it would have been back in 1987 or 88, and then we put in an additional one in 91, and then one in about 94, and we really didn't do much of anything in terms of the districts until this area started to develop. And in those prior districts, they encompassed quite a large portion of the community.
Mm.
The downtown TIF district runs from about 6th Street through the downtown area. The one that's out at I-80 and Middle Road encompasses that whole interchange and quite a bit further to the south of it. There's one up at Duck Creek that encompasses from what used to be the Kmart all the way up to the other side of what used to be the Target building. So mm-hmm. Some of the other districts are much larger than this one.
Okay.
The most recent one you would have probably recalled was Thomas Place.
Thompson Place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Commission report, then. Bill?
Subsequent to the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, the City Council did approve the site development plan for the Bettendorf High School expansion. The final plat for the Sunholm First Edition and the preliminary plat of the villas at Glengevlin. In addition, you probably saw that the site development plan for Mike Mead McDonald's was deferred at the petitioner's request to the next meeting. I will tell you that McDonald's had long discussions with staff regarding comments of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the neighborhood input, and expect a complete redesign of the site development plan for that site that you saw at the last meeting coming forward at the meeting of June 15th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else to come before us? And I guess we stand as adjourned. Thank you all for coming, and